You're at work radio every day, 9 to 12, only on KC 107.7.
Ek het aan my Michelle by KC at work. Dis nou 10:31 en ek het 'n baie belangrike gas op die lyn vir oggend. En dit is Frank Julie. Good morning, Frank. How are you doing?
Hi, good morning. I'm very well. Thank you for the opportunity, Michelle.
It's also an opportunity for KC to take hands with you, unlocking youth opportunities in the Greater Paul Valley. So, Frank, tell us this morning more about the workshop that you're going to give here at KC.
Well, Michelle, the workshop is part of a project that we have launched. We were very fortunate that we got some donor support from the Netherlands, a donor which asked us to visit a few rural areas, rural communities. And we have now engaged KC at work to also maybe allow us to train some unemployed youth. We've been to a number of other areas already, like Grabouw and Uppington, and also been to Malmesbury and so on. We've covered about 5 areas so far. Paul will be number 6. And basically what we are doing is we're coming out to the rural area to reach those young people who are always marginalized, you know, and cut off from opportunities in the urban area. You know, they have to travel and they have to find accommodation. Mm-hmm. And it's a whole lot of obstacles for them to access opportunities. So we are very fortunate that KC's work allowed us to come out to Paul to visit some of the youth there. So basically what we're doing, we're going to train young people in basic computer literacy over 2 days. We're targeting those who have really never actually touched a computer before.
Yeah.
You know, and just to sort of familiarize them with the basics of computer literacy, you know, things like hardware, software, how to save documents, how to create files, how to understand memory, and a whole lot of other things as well. And at the end of that 2 days, we hope that the youth or the participants will be able to design their own CVs, which we of course will assist them with, so that once they leave that training, they will be able to have a tangible product, you know, a professional CV that they can use, that can assist them in the job hunting process.
Yeah.
I'm also going to be there. I will be doing a special session on professional job seeking skills, and I will also come out to introduce the participants to what we are doing, who we are, you know, what we do, how we do it, and also what other, especially online opportunities are available for those who can't travel to Cape Town. So, you know, in a nutshell, that is basically what we're going to try and cover.
Frank, just again, so what is the different topics that you're going to cover in this course?
Okay, so we're going to have a 3-day session. In Paul, we're going to have day 1 and day 2 will be computer literacy. At the end of that session, we hope to bring out to assist the youth or the participants with a professional CV. And then on day 3, we're going to cover professional job seeking skills, professional job seeking and networking skills. And then I will also talk about just basically what Young People at Work is all about, the organization that is going to bring the training to them, what we do, how we do it, and then also what opportunities we have available currently for any sort of online opportunities or, you know, further educational opportunities or even employment opportunities.
Yeah.
So we'll bring that with us during the 3 days.
Okay, and just the date and the place of all these courses?
The one in Paul, we're going to do it from the 4th, the 5th, and the 6th of December. The 4th and the 5th will be the computer part, the computer training part. And then the 6th will be the professional job seeking and the introduction to young people at work and existing opportunities. That will be in Paul. We are currently negotiating with groups in Gouda and in Sarun. Gouda already confirmed for January. A second week of January, we're going to go to Gouda, and then we're also planning to go to Sarun.
Yeah.
We're still waiting for Sarun to confirm, though. So that is the plan for early and mid-Jan. But Paul will be this week. Will be this week, this coming Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And it's here at KC.
From 9 o'clock till the training from the computer training from 9 till 12 and 12 till 3. We're gonna have 2 groups of 15 people each in one group. And then my session on Friday will be 1 group from 9 till 2 o'clock. make this.
Frank, can anyone still attend this course, or is it the capacity full at the moment? And
We are unfortunately we are fully booked. We've booked.
Yes.
We're fully booked in the second day. We're fully booked already, but we are creating a waiting list.
Okay.
In case we have the resources to come out again.
Yeah.
So people mustn't, people mustn't despair.
Yes.
There is a possibility that we can maybe look in the future to come out. If there's a demand, we'll certainly consider it. Definitely.
Fantastic. I'm sure there will be. But thank you, Frank, again, for the opportunity, for just empowering the youth. And as you say, just give them, those that don't have all the abilities to attend courses like this. And another thing, is there any cost involved? Is it free of charge?
Yeah, no, this one will be completely free of charge.
Yes.
For participants, because our generous donor from the Netherlands, have been able to cover our costs for this training.
Sure.
So everything will be free of charge.
Fantastic. I will definitely also attend and see what is all going about. I'm very interested about what you're going to bring to the youth and the students.
Yeah. No, it will be a pleasure to meet up with you guys as well. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Frank. Julie, any last word for the listeners out there today from you?
Just basically for people to be, as matrics have not completed the exams, people are wondering what they're going to do. Some of them are confused, may not have any direction in future. But can I just say that, follow us on Young People at Work on our Facebook page. You can Google us on Facebook. And on that page, you'll find a host of opportunities and also people that can give you direction or give you support and guidance.
Yeah.
So we will be coming out to share a lot of other things as well that I didn't mention, but feel free to follow our page, and on that page they'll be able to connect with us and also to contact us if they need any questions to certain any answers to certain questions.
And any contact number? Do you have a contact number where people can phone you or send a WhatsApp?
Yeah, if people want to WhatsApp us, they can just contact 073-820-1534. They can ask for our operational manager, which is Shirley, and she will gladly be able to answer questions or queries or anything that people want to know.
Thank you very much, Frank. Julie, it was an honor and a privilege for me to have this interview with you this morning, and I'm greatly looking forward to meeting you.
You're welcome. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
You must have a nice day. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thomas Frank Dooley, Rural Outreach Project, wat hulle mee besig is, en ja, hulle gaan hier in die Parel 'n draai kom maak, en net vir die studente empower, hulle bied 'n kursus aan, en hulle gee al daai toerusting wat 'n student nodig het, om hulle net daai stappie nader te vat en verder te vat. So, wat 'n groot voorreg om hulle hier by ons, by Casey, te kan hê.
Casey at Work on Casey 107.7.